Mississippi versus Edgar Ray Killen was the latest instance of Americans putting racial hatred on trial. This week, Mr. Killen was sentenced to 60 years in prison for planning the murders of three civil rights workers, James Chaney, Michael Schwerner, and Andrew Goodman, in Philadelphia, Mississippi, in the summer of 1964. The Emmett Till case also has new life. The FBI is reopening its investigation and recently exhumed the body of the 14-year-old youth whose lynching in Mississippi in 1955 stirred America to confront the lawlessness that upheld segregation. And juries in Alabama have convicted Thomas Blanton Jr. and Bobby Frank Cherry in 2002 for their role in bombing the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham. Congressman John Lewis of Georgia is widely known as one of the authentic heroes of the American Civil Rights Movement. He led marches and voter registration drives in Mississippi and throughout the South in the 1960s. He joins us now from his office in Atlanta. Congressman Lewis, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, thank you very much. I'm delighted and very pleased to be with you.
Congressman, what's changed about the states involved or the United States in large that brings all these cases out at this particular time?
In America, and especially in the American South, there's a new breed of elected officials. And they heard rumors as they were growing up that justice was not done. And you have a growing number of black elected officials and black registered voters who put in pressure on the local authorities to do something. And then you have an investigative type media in some parts of the South, whether it's Mississippi or in Alabama, where people are saying, we got new information, we need to do something. And people want to get right.
Congressman, in the Killen case, for example, there are people who were involved who, perhaps it's too early to judge, but as far as we know, they will not be put on trial. But what does this kind of selective, in a sense, prosecution accomplish?
Well, it is my feeling that if people know that other people are walking the streets of Philadelphia, Mississippi, or living someplace in the Sauber County, that participated in this conspiracy to murder these three young men. And I knew these three young men. They were young, brave, courageous, two whites, one black. And they didn't die in some foreign land, in some foreign war, but they died right here in our own country trying to get all of our citizens to become participants in the democratic process. So there must be a way to track down all of the individuals that participated in this conspiracy to murder these three young men. And if they are there, I know there's rumors going around in different parts of Mississippi that people know the others that participated in the murder of these three young men. I remember the night that they came up missing, June 21st, 1964. It was a dark, dark hour for those of us in the movement.
Congressman, may I ask, for all of your travels over the years in which you have been lionized and celebrated, have you ever gone to a town in Georgia, Mississippi, Alabama, and consciously met someone who participated in any of these crimes years ago, either plotting or planning or otherwise supporting?
No one that I know of. You know, I met Eugene Bull O'Connor, the police commissioner of Birmingham,
yeah,
who used dogs and fire hoses on young children, women, and others for engaging in peaceful, nonviolent protests.
What did he say to you, or you to him?
Well, this was during the Freedom Riots in 61, when he arrested us, put us in protective custody, and left us in jail in Birmingham for two nights. And then early one morning, he came up and dropped us off at the Tennessee-Alabama state line. Mm-hmm. And in that case, I really thought we were going to be ambushed. I thought they were waiting for the Klan to come by and get us. But someone from Nashville sent a car to pick us up. Sheriff Clark in Selma, Alabama, who pushed and beat us.
There's Jim Clark. Is that
Jim Clark,
yeah.
The sheriff of Dallas County, Selma, Alabama. On one occasion, he told me when I was standing at the courthouse trying to encourage a group of elderly black men and women to go up some steps, get inside the door and try to get a copy of the so-called literacy test. He looked at me and he said, John Lewis, you're an outside agitator and you're the lowest form of humanity.
Has anyone who was once your adversary in that movement over the years ever come up to you, called, written, and said, look, I was wrong?
The mayor of Selma, Alabama at the time, a young man by the name of Joe Smitherman, he was mayor from 1964 to 2000. He would call us agitators, troublemakers, communists, and everything else that he could think of. And since then, I talked with him, and he called me one of the bravest men that he ever known, and say he considered me a good friend. I think he's a changed man. And I've been in Birmingham, at the Birmingham airport, and a middle-aged white gentleman walked up to me and said, Congressman Lewis, I want to apologize to you on behalf of all of the white citizens of Alabama for what we did.
Boy. Congressman, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you.
Well, good to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Congressman John Lewis of Georgia.